Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
What up, though?
Episode 23, take 10.
You know how it go.
Okay, well, yeah, but what you think?
You loud and clear, girl.
Fine. Y'all got me some more AirPods, and I don't know how to act.
Which, I told you to stop getting your AirPods from the gas station.
How you know I found the plug?
You don't want to listen to me, though.
Y'all, I can't turn down a deal. Best be like, come on, man. This is not a good deal. Yes, it is. It's a deal, Best.
Ooh, it's a deal until they go out after 7 days, man. I'm telling you.
It came sealed and everything, though. So, we'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, all right.
I keep you posted on my peer pods.
Right. Oh my gosh.
All right, man. So, how was your week? What's been going on?
I'm tired, boss. I wake up Monday through Friday at 2:30 a.m.
Not 2:30.
Hell yeah. I'm tired, boss. The gun line, boss.
I'm tired too, and I am behind at work, and I don't even care. That's what's bad. I don't care. I've been working more on my business and less on they business. You know, listen, so.
Listen. The quote of the day is, start investing in yourself and not the white man.
That's the quote of the day? Where did you get it from?
I just made it up.
That is not printed on Laffy Taffy. Oh, man.
Nah, you man, you got to, though, man. Listen. We making these companies all this money by working for the man. We need to start working for ourselves.
Yeah, that's real. Know?
So focus on your company, shoot.
As I should. Nah, as I am.
There you go.
But, yeah, ain't nothing going on new with me, man. Same old-ish. I am working for myself and the man. I'm working for everybody.
And how's the weather out there?
Best wise are hot as hell. And I'm trying to figure out what happened because we got that cool little cold front. 60 degrees. Everybody pulled out their Uggs. Next day it was 83 again. I said, wait a minute.
Damn. And in October?
Best. Huh. When are you coming home? I'm sick of this.
So... That's part of the reason why I asked, because I was excited. Because you got to understand that...
Y'all got one season, I already know.
Yeah, pretty much. We got a season and a half. You know, like, when January, February rolls around at 3 in the morning, it thinks about hitting 60 degrees. So, you know, but not check it, though. I got up the other morning. It was 68. Tell me why I had to put a jacket on, man. Ooh, it body felt all so confused. And body all types of confused. It felt so damn good though, man. Oof.
Oh, so you miss it.
You know, King of the Fall. I miss my favorite season.
Yeah, this but, is easily hands down my favorite season. Hands down. If yeah. We had it, because we don't got it yet.
It's coming though. A little
sprinkle. Yeah. It'll come in the winter like it did last year. You know, we didn't get snow best until January, February.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm not in the mood, though. 30. I need to be out here in these streets. I don't need it to be a blizzard this year.
Yeah, I remember last year it snowed on Easter in March.
Exactly. We was real confused. Yeah, Easter Bunny slipping and sliding. Yeah, that wasn't right.
Yeah, I know, right? You can't put out the Easter eggs because the baby's going to slip and bust their ass. Got to shovel the driveway before they can have an Easter egg hunt.
Bruh, that mess is wild. So listen, real quick, before we hop into these topics, do you feel like we are going to... Okay, fine. This is probably going to be your answer either way. But I just wanted to see if you felt like you had a would you rather, or if we was going to take a break from would you rather this week.
Nigga, ain't no break.
Oh, you right.
What the hell you thought this was?
Don't.
See.
Start with me.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't get none. You don't think right. You understand?
I'm going to leave that alone, okay?
What was you thinking when you thought that? Let me ask you that.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody been leaving you alone. You need some, apparently. Talking crazy.
Listen, speaking of some, listen, last episode, your girl sounded real real loose in these streets. That's what it sounded like when I was listening to the episode back. I had a couple people confirm or deny that I sounded like that, but I did not mean it how it could have been perceived. I feel like it was perceived like, oh, I just got all these male friends and I'm just lining them up like you, next, and that is not the case.
So
there are people that I have been friends with that have wanted to be more than friends, and then it was like, probably shouldn't have took it there. So
for those who may possibly be slightly confused listening to this episode but not the one previous, we had a conversation about guys and girls being friends but being attracted to each other, and Bess made a comment about how she has smashed her guy friends, and she listened to it after the fact and it sounded like she just out here, like she said, in these streets just busting it open. I can confirm that that is not the case. It just kind of came out wrong. As cliche as that sounds, I am here to confirm that Bess was a virgin for a long time. A lot longer than a lot of you chicken heads out there. Trust and believe.
Not chicken heads. Why you gotta insult them?
Because people be judging, and mind you, they freaking whatever. But because I got your back like chiropractic.
Period. As you should.
No, but yeah, it didn't. That's not what she meant. So.
At all, y'all. So don't be seeing me post somebody talking about, oh, happy birthday, friend, and you like, she did it to him too. Don't do that, man. I guarantee y'all ain't seen nobody. Y'all know nothing.
No, nothing.
Came out all wrong, y'all, for real. But whatever.
I got a few. That's what's crazy, Bess. I got a few would you rather's. I don't even know where you want to go with it. Matter of fact,
we're going to pop it off with would you rather this week?
Let's pop it off with one.
Ooh. All right.
Before we hop into topics, I can hit you with two.
Let's not. Depending on. Say you did.
Okay. I'll just say it. Because I feel like I got some decent ones, and I don't know which way to. Okay. I'll do this one. Would you rather laugh when you should be crying and cry when you should be laughing, or never be able to do either one?
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Oh, I like this one. Okay, look at you thinking on your feet.
Oh, you know me. Oh, you struggling already.
Oh, I'm very much struggling because the one thing that's just popping in my mind, Bess, is funerals. And yep. I'm in a funeral dying laughing.
Yep.
Okay, so check it.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly rather be able to do both but do the opposite. Here is why. I can explain to people that I have this condition. I can let them know, because I don't know if you ever experienced somebody that got like a really horrible laugh or a really horrible cry, and it catch you off guard at first, but then you just get used to it. Like, oh, don't worry about them. They snort when they laugh, you know, or whatever the case is.
Okay.
I might be able to explain that up front. Like, hey, look, versus never being able to do, but man, I love to laugh. That's all I do on this pod.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't lose my ability to do both. That okay, was a struggle, though. So what you thinking?
So wait. You really think people... Okay, first off, you got to walk around and I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying I've made a decision, but to counter that, you got to walk around ready to throw a disclaimer out there every time you around somebody.
I'm going to wear a shirt or something.
Nigga. And then they're not going to even know that you're serious.
See, I'm laughing now, and to think that I would be crying, that is hilarious.
That's my point. They'd be like, damn, man, why you crying? That's and you got to explain to them that I'm not crying. This is how I laugh.
That shit is funny.
That's tragic.
That is hilarious.
Do you realize that nobody is ever going to want to make a joke around you? They're going to be like, man, I do not feel like listening to her cry right now. She be bringing the mood down.
Okay, so is it like boohoo tears or?
So okay, let's do this. As hard as you laugh, that's how hard you would cry.
That's horrible. Oh my god, bro! I could never be around you. Best would you now? Listen, would you still be my friend as much as we laugh?
God damn, we not laughing. I'm laughing. You the one that's over there crying.
Bess, I'm crying laughing right now thinking about it. Woo! So would you be able to deal with that? I'm just over here bawling.
If you developed it later, like after we got to know each other, like now, if you just went to the doctor and he diagnosed you with it, yeah, we still be friends. But initially, like the first time I ever made you laugh and you started crying? Hell no.
Knowing what you know now, if you knew you was going to have a hell of a friend like this, you'd have still let me go?
Nigga, there's no way of me knowing at that point in time.
That is so tragic. Woo! So when you just giggle a little bit, that's just a little couple tears.
That's watery eyes.
Oh my god, that's funny. Y'all, I mean, people really do laugh until you cry. We have often, Bess.
Right.
So that mess is funny. But that is tragic. I'm talking bawling. Like, ew.
Yeah, like you gonna throw people's vibe off. Like we drinking and listening to music and then somebody tell a joke and everybody cracking up and you over there bawling. And we like, what's wrong with her? I'm be like, don't even worry about it. I'll tell you later.
Wow. On the podcast, I'm gonna be crying every day, every 5 minutes. We would have to cancel the show.
Yeah, we would. Oh, that'd be tragic.
I still don't feel like I could lose my ability to do both. What you thinking?
I don't know, man. Laughing is good for the soul.
Right, you sound stressed too.
But at the same time, I wouldn't enjoy my laughs because they would be cries. You know what I mean? I wouldn't enjoy... Okay, so how I see it is, for obvious reasons, we love to laugh. But I wouldn't enjoy laughing as much then because they would be cries for me.
Right.
So, I don't know about that.
You still get that feeling. You know what I mean?
Would I, though?
You would still get the feeling of finding something funny. Or, you know what I mean?
But I can get that without showing it then. So why not just choose neither being able to do either one?
Oh, you gonna hold it in?
I don't have a choice. Like, my body don't react. Like, I can't laugh. I can't cry. But that doesn't mean that it's not funny to me. I just won't show it.
You don't look like Kanye. You're gonna have a still face.
Listen, as long as I don't implode, if I can still get the satisfaction of hearing something funny, but my body just can't react to it, I'd be okay with that.
Oh my god.
I think you're missing the fact that... Okay, so let me think. Okay, obviously we get enjoyment out of the feeling of laughing.
Right.
But now maybe I'm off on this. I feel like my brain is still you know, those endorphins are still being released in my brain as if I'm laughing, but my body isn't physically reacting. So wouldn't I still get that enjoyment of a good laugh? It just wouldn't show. No?
I don't know. Will it hurt?
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it'd be painful. I don't think it'd be like trying to hold it in. I think it's something in the brain or maybe like even the muscles that just don't allow me to, I don't know, laugh. I don't know. Or cry.
So you two either. I kind of feel like Mixed Emotions kind of did this when they had to like pick it. They have a hypothetical and they had to like pick an emotion and I guess they lose it or something. I can't remember. It's been a couple weeks now. But they had something along the same lines. And I think you had to lose it or pick one. You know, like pick one and then that's the only emotion you can show or whatever. Something like that. Versus not having it. Like versus losing it. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd probably rather stick with what I picked.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, either one.
Yeah, to not be able to... Best man, you know how often I cry, too. And it feels better. Like, I'm not holding all that in. And I definitely love to laugh, so...
Yeah, see? Mm-mm. I'd be perfectly okay with not crying. I mean, I already don't cry like that.
Funny. I've seen you cry or laugh to tears more than I've seen you cry.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, I mean, you see me cry a lot.
Well, like... yeah, but can't you say that about all your friends? You can honestly say that there you got friends where you see them cry for sad reasons rather than having laughing fits and that brings them to tears.
Trying to think. No, maybe that's everybody. Maybe.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah. But
yeah. I mean, I ain't got a reason to cry.
That's real.
I mean, not like that, but crying, that's such a strong reaction to something. I don't get sad or hurt like that. Like, it really takes a lot to where I'm just in tears, you know what I'm saying? That takes a lot for me. Or you gotta like really be in good. First off, it's only a handful of people, if that, that would even have that type of power. Right. And then it would take the right combination of events. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that'd be rough. But not only that, like crying, how most people be like, oh yeah, cry, let it out, it helps. It does nothing for me. I don't feel any better after the tears have flown.
Bro, I feel so relieved. Yes.
That's so interesting.
Oh, so relieved. Like, yes. Get that so on that better there.
You purge your eyeballs and then you good to go.
Good to go. Like nothing ever happened.
So that's how I am when I like get drunk and my stomach hurt. Like I've been hungover the next day. And it's like, ooh, I just need to get this out. So I gag myself over the toilet, and then I feel 10 times better. Is that the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, for me, hell yeah. I just got to get it out.
once it's out, you good to go?
Once it's out, I'm good to go like it never happened.
All right.
I like that, though.
For sure.
All right. So where are we going next?
What we got? We got quite a few topics, ain't it?
Hell yeah, we do.
All right. Well, we're going to have to keep it at around about a 60. I got a date tonight.
Come on, date.
Oh, you know what it is.
I got one, too, with Bricky.
Oh, yeah. Where y'all going? Chuck E. Cheese?
Not today. I'm so tired of Chuck E.
Chuck E. cool.
We going to grab pizza and stuff. She wanted to go to breakfast the other day, but I had an event, so we're going to dinner.
That's cool, man. You know, you always got to look out for the babies.
Yes, I'm taking my goddaughter on a date. It's just going to be us.
Me and me and your G Few going to see Venom tomorrow. He's super excited. I'm excited too.
Well, I know he excited.
Hell yeah.
He excited about to see it, but you know I'm still on my Marvel journey.
Hey, speaking of, how's that coming along?
I'm sucking. I ain't gonna even
fight. God damn, you you dirty hussy. What is going on, bruh?
I haven't even been home, man. You know this.
The thing is, once you start one of the movies, best, you're not gonna be able to turn it off or get up or I'll finish this later. Like none of that. You just gotta just put one on.
I know.
It's gonna hold all your attention.
I am starting with Captain America.
So you ain't even never mind, dog. Moving on. This was like over a month ago when we talked about this. Sweet baby Jesus.
And you know how hard I have been trying to just keep up with TV, how we were supposed to, and how watching our shows and stuff. Man,
Speaking of, dog, because I'm done with you and the Marvel thing. Speaking of, dog, Ready to Love, Washington, D.C. is coming on in 2 weeks, nigga.
I already know. And dog. I'm gonna watch my couple Marvel movies and I'm gonna watch that.
I bet.
I did watch BMF though.
Okay. All right.
So cool. I'm working. Okay. Cool. I'm sick of 50. Cool. He keep putting out shows like what's his name?
Oh, Tyler Perry?
Yeah, man.
Did you ever watch For Life, his ABC show?
Hell yeah, I did.
Hey, are they done? They just did the 2 seasons? Is that and it's done for?
I believe so. I hadn't heard nothing else about it. But I just
want to make sure I ain't missing nothing.
Listen, he'll just pop up with a trailer. So
listen, I'm here for it. For Life was a good show.
For Life was very good. And the fact that it was based on
True story.
So
yeah, it might be done then because yeah, there's only so far you could take that.
Right.
If it's a true story. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, so he might be
there. Yeah. All right. What we got?
All right. So first up on the topic list. I don't know if you wanted to do the first one. I don't know how that made the cut.
Oh, shoot. Should I take a peek?
Yeah, let me know.
All right. Talk to the people while I look.
So here's the thing. We got a list of topics and they all flow from topic to topic, so we're gonna probably hit you with about a good 6 things since Ben's got a date. You know, he think he's too good for us now.
Watch your mouth. All right, I found it. Oh, you did clean up the nose, you hussy. I'm so proud of you.
Drake, whatever.
What's wrong with the first one? What you?
No, nothing. I just want to make sure you like the way they flow. That's all.
Oh, the way they flow. Listen, I don't give a damn. Listen, you know how my mind works. I be all over the place. I don't give a damn if people can't keep up.
Yeah, people are, maybe we just need to stick to one. Shut your ass up.
Change the channel then. We ain't here for that. We intelligent individuals who can bounce from topic to topic. Ain't nobody gonna sit here and talk to y'all for 60 minutes about one thing. No, that's not productive.
That is not productive. Oh my God, I keep thinking about this would you rather and the fact that every time I gotta laugh or chuckle. Do you know how irritated I'd be with myself?
Bro, you'll be so tired of crying. Like, whew.
All right. So, Besh, somebody said something. I believe it was Nurse Bay. I believe it said the craziest name. And I said, who? And I'm like, nah, I don't know if I could talk to somebody, you know, name or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something old and ridiculous.
like Rayford.
Whose name is Ray? That's terrible. But yes, it was an old name like Theotis.
Oh. I mean, ultimately, you could just give that person a nickname and keep it pushing, if we being honest.
What if they don't like nicknames?
Wait, did we even say the topic? So the question is, would you ever talk to someone? Or, no, I'm sorry, would you ever not talk to someone due to their name, because of their name? Right?
Right.
And
you said you can give them a nickname, but what if they like, no?
No. Wait a minute now. That's not what I'm saying. I was just playing devil's advocate. Would definitely not talk to someone based on their name. I am very superficial, and I'm okay with that. I like what I like. If you don't fit that criteria, keep it pushing. It ain't meant to be.
You are not going to talk to you today, name?
Hell yeah. Oh, or hell no. God. However you want to take it.
What's the worst name you didn't bit?
Nigga.
What's the worst? What's the worst name of somebody try to talk to you? It's like, nah, I can't do it.
Oh, somebody tried to talk to me? I was going to say, I knew some rough names, but they ain't trying to talk to me. You know, I got to be honest. I ain't really had no, unless you got one that I've told you about. I ain't really had nobody with a terrible name that tried to talk to me.
But either way, you wouldn't be going. It don't matter what they look like. They could be like the woman of your dreams. But that name going to throw it off?
It depends. It depends on two things. For one, if it depends on how bad the name is. If their name is like chlamydia or something, then no, I can't do it. But, which could be a pretty, if it wasn't a disease, best, if it wasn't an STI, that would be a very pretty name.
Would it?
Think about it. There's so much negative connotation attached to it. However, if it was not an STI, it would be a pretty name.
Would it?
All right, whatever, dog. So anyway, second, before I was so rudely judged.
Like, what?
Hold on. Second, if they will allow, well, no, ain't no allow. You gonna get a nickname. I don't give a damn, okay? Who the hell gonna turn down a nickname anyway? Like, who's that serious about their name to where just, no, I like my government. Most women don't even like the name that they was born with. Or given at birth. So, no.
That's funny.
It just depends.
Some Claudia or Cecilia. Some old.
That wouldn't bother me.
Glodine, you like that?
It wouldn't bother me. An old name wouldn't bother me. My BM's name is Tabitha. How many Tabithas you know?
I only know Tabby and Tabitha Brown. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. Look, and what do we call her? Tabby. Because who the hell is going to walk around calling this 29-year-old Tabitha like she's some old white lady? Like, no.
What's wrong with you?
Love her to death. And her name fits her because we know her. But, like, it's Tabby. It ain't Tabitha.
Yeah, listen, I ain't going for a Glodine, though. I'm going to let you know. Or Cleophas.
Now what if he had a nickname and like, okay, I got a guy that I work with. We call him Marty. His name badge say Marty. We've always known Marty. But I guess due to like paperwork when he applied for the gig, his name in the system comes up, his actual government name, and it comes up Clifford Clark. And we like, who the hell is Clifford? And it turns out that's Marty. But nobody calls him Clifford. So what if it was one of those situations where it's just that is like damn near his name. Like the nickname is his name because that's what he always goes by. What if Cleophas was just for whatever reason? Oh, maybe he went by his middle name, which is just Kurt or Chris. Like, what about then?
Cleophas Christopher. No, that there is several instances like that. And I guess I only got to hear it once. Look, we get married. Ariana Palm, do you take Cleophas? Whole audience, Cleophas.
Cleophas. They start murmuring.
I can see it now.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, you the superficial one. I think I can do a Cleophas.
you could date a man.
I'm going to call him Big C. Yeah, I'm going to call him Big C.
All right. What if his name is Brenda?
So, I'm glad you asked. Uh-huh. I don't know why, but I like different names. Like, I like Jordan's for girls' name or, you know.
That's Tracy's different.
For boy names.
That's different. Those are unisex names. I said Brenda.
I'll be cool with Big B.
Wait. Would you date a Shantae over a Cleophas?
Yes.
Would you date a Jasmine over a Cleophas?
Yes.
Nigga, you tripping. You are tripping. Bessie is not that deep. You're tripping.
You tripping. I'm gonna take the I know a Jasmine.
Bess, please, please put this up as a poll. I'm so curious. I gotta hear women's take on this.
I got you.
Would you rather date and I'm talking not a unisex, not a Jordan, not a Jamie. No, hell no. I'm talking like, or even a Kelly. Like, I mean, it's some guy Kellys out there, but it's really an Irish name. And in Ireland, males are Kelly. Women ain't even Kelly in Ireland. But American or even like borderline ghetto, like, you know, come on now. Like I said, some Shantae's, some Shanika's. You would date a Shanika over a Cleophas? You tripping, dog.
We're going to call him Meek.
No, no, hell no. It's got to be some women that's like, oh, she crazy.
Oh, shit.
Call that man Big C and keep it pushing. No.
Over Neek, no. Over Nika?
No, like, that nigga goes by Shanika. And either way, people going to ask. And you'd rather tell them Shanika is his real name versus Cleophas? Oh, you drunk right now. Ain't no way.
Cleophas is just the worst I could think of at the time. And baby, I can't.
Best. I put it like this. I date a chlamydia before I date a Bruce.
What?
Hell yeah. If your name is Bruce, I'm not dating you, chick. Huh?
What if Bruce looked like Halle Berry?
No, hell no. If Bruce is a middle name, I could deal with it. But that's her first name? Okay.
What if she looked like Rihanna?
Ah, smash.
You so superficial. Bye.
Didn't we say that? Did I not say that?
Goodbye.
It all comes full circle.
Oh, you irritating. Why are you like this?
Oh my gosh, I don't know, dog.
Can you imagine a little chick named Bruce? Hi, my name is Bruce.
I know, she'd probably be the cutest thing too, Bess.
But you'd rather her name be Chlamydia.
It'd probably be the cutest chlamydia I didn't ever engaged with.
Oh, goodbye.
Okay, you're right.
Don't worry about it. Anyways, y'all. You're right. This man ain't got no act right. Moving on. Best. And I already know what you're going to say because you. But what is the longest you ever had a crush on somebody?
Shit, nigga, 2 hours. if she ain't giving it up, what are we wasting time for?
Oh my god, y'all.
Okay, no, I'm just playing. A crush, huh? Okay, let me ask you this. Do we have
crushes? You gonna ask me a question I asked you?
Cause, bro, I be dog, you know when I get some type of idea, I have to ask, I have to get your take. And usually my ideas form from you throwing something out there and I just spin off of that. But anyway, do we crush as adults? Can we crush?
That is a very good question. And I do believe my overgrown ass was crushing. That's why I put it in there.
Okay. I agree. I think we could crush.
Okay. Have you ever thought somebody was attractive in high school for any reason? You've seen them, you know, years later, and you like, damn, they still fine.
Hell you yeah. Ain't never,
huh?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought you said hell no. I'm like, this nigga, he was the only fine one in the school.
Hey, man, them chicken heads let themselves go. But some of them stay bad. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A couple of them.
Let's not do this again.
But the ones that stay bad, they either got married or hell, a lot of them still with they dude from high school.
Must be nice.
Who are you telling?
Never mind, moving right along.
Right, you know how that story goes. Never mind.
Anywho, so moving back to the question, what's the longest you feel like you ever had a crush on somebody?
Probably, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait, I got to go all the way back. We saying ever?
Yes, sir.
Oh, easily two and a half years.
Okay.
Yeah. This goes back to middle school, though. So if we counting that, then. And yes, I did end up getting with this person, as you know. And yes, I did end up getting the draws.
Oh my God.
Ain't that what people care about?
You know what?
That's not all what people right. care about. Okay.
All right.
But before I let you answer, I do believe that we can crush as adults. However, I personally won't continue to crush as an adult. Like, something has to give. If I'm crushing, then I like you, and I've conversed with you, and it's probably mutual, or I feel like it's mutual. But if you like single, or no, I'm sorry, like if you taken, but I think you cool, I think you attractive, like I'm not gonna crush on a married woman, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't see that as a crush. That's somebody I just find attractive or they cool. Like, crushing is like, man, we have a lot in common and I don't know where they stand on this, but I wouldn't mind getting to know them. But so my thing is, as an adult, why wouldn't you just make a move or communicate that? You right. know? Or am I like overthinking it? Like, what do you consider a crush then?
No, that makes perfect sense. I just wanted to see where, like, do you believe that people can have crushes as adults, or, you know, that's where this question was going.
Oh, I got you.
So you wrapped that up in a bow for me.
I got you. So what's your longest crush then?
My longest crush was... What was/is, no, I'm just fine. So I was this guy in high school, but I never like made it known, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think after I made it known, it was way too late, and yeah, I don't know. He's still, but it is what it is.
So like, okay, wait. You consider it a crush if.
Okay, I wanted to know what it would be called. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I think that it's moved on from the crush to, oh, that's just an attractive person, and that's just what it is.
Okay, I respect that. But what I was gonna say was, if I saw somebody tomorrow that I haven't seen since high school, and I'm like, damn, you still look good. I used to crush on you. That's not an 11-year crush. You agree, right?
Correct.
Okay, and that's not what you're saying, right? Okay, you and this guy have, like, communicated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page with that. I got you. I just wanted to understand you.
Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to know, like, what's the longest you ever had a crush on somebody overall? Yeah. I don't know if you ever, like, dang, I've been feeling you since blah, 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 you know?
You had a crush that lasted over a decade?
Not really. I feel like if you haven't seen them or you haven't acted on it or thought about it or initiated, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't really know if you could call it a crush. But my longest crush probably would have been a couple years.
Okay.
But I end up
She got the draw. Yes.
I end up talking to them.
That's my dog.
I end up talking to him. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. So, okay, let me ask you this then. Your number one crush from high school, did you ever get a chance to talk to him or anything come from it?
No.
Not your number one?
Huh?
Not your number one?
Uh-uh. No.
Okay. Dang.
But that just made me think about it because I'm like, dang. You know?
Yeah.
I ran back into them like, dang, I used to really have a crush on them.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a crush on somebody and then you like, what the hell? this is a waste of a crush.
I gotta be honest, no, because I don't just crush. If like I said, if I crush, it's more than physical. Like I already know just from seeing you interact or just interacting with you, I know that I'm feeling you. I can't crush on somebody if the emotional connection isn't there. Or potential, I should say.
Because the reason why I actually did crush on this person, because I pretty much been who I am now, who you know me as. Like always the person that everybody go to and always the person that listen and blah, 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 blah. This is who I was in high school as well. Right. So I had this male friend that I used to talk to every day, all day on the phone. And I just started liking him. It was just more than, you know, face value or whatever. So he was cute and he had a good head on his shoulders, whatever. And I felt like he always was attractive. So as we got older, we just cool. Like I dated the thought of ever making it more than what it was. And then I saw him again, and I'm like, dang, he's still fine. But I mean, it just, you know what I'm saying? You just kind of know, like, our paths are probably never crossing that way.
So that kind of takes me back to the conversation we had last episode, where I gave my take on me not being able to switch over from friend zone to partner or from partner to friend zone. So you saying you can do that?
No, I said I remove myself from thinking that it could ever be anything other than what it is.
But then you saw him again, you was like, well, damn, maybe I should have, or I still could, or no?
No, I was just saying he was still attractive.
Oh, okay. Okay, so would you jump his bones attractive or like a brother attractive?
I definitely did look at him like a brother.
You said did not?
No, I didn't look at him like a brother, but I wasn't saying like, oh, if he trying to smash, I'm going to smash. I didn't think that either.
See, I'm confused now because
he was just an attractive person. You know what I'm saying?
See, and like, I don't believe in a gray area, personally.
Really?
Hell no. Either somebody is smashable or is like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see how somebody would find them attractive, but not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe in a gray area.
Oh, my God. Look, let's not even. That's gonna be a whole hour.
You're right. That's gonna be an off-air conversation.
Exactly. I'll call you when we hang up. Let me tell you something. Don't you worry about it.
You know what? I feel like we could possibly get decent feedback from that. This waiting by the phone.
Yes, and I'm ready. So go ahead, pop it off.
So I sent it to you, right? You listened to it?
Yes, 100% did.
Okay, so I've listened to pretty much everyone since then. So please correct me if I start to get the details mixed up. Okay. But basically, I know me and Bess have talked about it before, waiting by the phone segments where people call in to find out why they got ghosted. So a dude called in to find out why this chick ghosted him. And basically, she had been spending time with somebody else. That's why she ghosted him. And it turned out that him and this guy that called in, they were on the first date. And apparently, when this guy went to the bathroom, some dude on their first date had noticed that they were dating, right? And then he had made a move. He had, like, chit-chatted with her and, like, I guess gave her his number. While the other dude was in the bathroom. And so when he called in, you know, the radio show, this is where she told the story. And this is when dude found out that while he was in the bathroom, she, you know, was introduced to somebody else in a sense. And that's the person that she is currently interested in. I guess he was more attractive and all this different stuff.
She was an asshole.
Yeah, that's pretty bogus. So we got a few questions. Was she wrong? Because it was just their first date. Some could say that she didn't have any obligation to not talk to someone else because right. She is single. You know what I'm saying? Was she wrong?
Give me your take on that. Let's hit that first.
Okay, well, let's think about everything overall. They also finished the date. Dude paid for everything. And then he got ghosted after that. She blocked him on, like, social media. She blocked him from the phone. Everything. She just disappeared. For one, she definitely should have said something. She, like, even if she didn't have to go into details, she shouldn't have just ghosted him. She should have said, hey, we had a good time, but you know, maybe this won't work out for me or my attention is elsewhere or whatever, right?
Correct.
Not only that, she still allowed him to pay for the date. I do feel that she should have split it because she knew before the end of that date that she was not going to see this man again and that she was going to go out with Buddy, who just gave her his number. So she should have made her intentions clear by splitting the check with this man and not making it feel like so much of a date anymore.
Right.
She was definitely wrong. I've been out with women for the first time, second time, or whatever, and I'm not blind. Of course, I see other women and that I may find attractive, but that's not my focus. That's not what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? If it was me and the dudes, okay, cool. But it's me and this young lady that I'm entertaining or trying to get to know. So my attention is going to be on her. So if I see a pretty thing walk past, oh, okay, she's pretty. That's not where I am, right? You know, not tonight. If I'm on a date, a first date, and, you know, my date goes to the bathroom and some bad chick comes up to me talking about, you know, whatever, woo-woo-woo, again, sorry, I'm with somebody right now. Like, that would be my response. Unless the only way I could justify this is if this date is going terribly wrong. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I mean? Then it's like, all right, clearly this ain't going to work. I'm not feeling it. She's more than likely not feeling it. That's probably why she's in the bathroom trying to find some reason to get out of this date. You know what I'm saying? If it's just obvious that we are just not compatible, then all right, definitely. But that's not what the situation was. The mm-hmm. chick even admitted that they was having a really nice time on the date. And what it sounded like is that dude that ended up slipping her his number, she was just more attracted to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, oh, he's mm-hmm. more my type, which is just a sugar-coated form of saying I found him more attractive.
Yeah.
Than you. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's pretty much my take. She was wrong. She shouldn't have did it. I think when you make that decision to go out with somebody, that should be your focal point. And then what happens after that, you know, that's what happens. But so what you think?
Okay. So a couple things. The first thing is I feel like the dude who approached her was wrong.
Definitely.
I feel like you do not know from looking at somebody across the room that they are on a first date, a second, a business meeting, nothing. Correct. You just knew she was with somebody. So when you see her with somebody, the polite thing to do was wait till they was leaving or wait till the date was over, wait till they said goodbye, whatever the case is. I don't feel like that dude should have approached her while she was with somebody else because he mm-hmm. literally waited for the dude to go to the bathroom before he said something to her. Second thing is, she was dead ass wrong because, like you said, if you're on a date with somebody, they should be your focal point. Once that date is over, that's fine. If you was feeling this dude, you should have excused him, like, hey, let me finish my date. You know, if you're still around, I'll talk to you afterwards or whatever the case is.
I'll take that.
Yes, I would have much rather her wait. But the fact that you even took his number and entertained it, you've been banging it out with this dude ever since, and you ignoring the man who paid for this great sushi date.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So I just feel like that was wrong. I also feel like she could have paid. Yeah, she could have paid for herself. Because she already had it in the back of her mind, like, dang, I'm a ghost this dude. And at the end of the day, we had an episode on ghosting, y'all. I don't remember which episode it was, but we had an episode on ghosting. And I just was like, yeah, Bess, I don't understand ghosting. You could have just been clear and just mm-hmm. been like, hey, I'm not feeling this, you know, whatever. You could have told that man that. You got him reaching out and calling the radio station and everything, trying to figure out if they need to put an APB out on you or not, or what. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just think that she went about all of it the wrong way. And I was just like, my thought was the last thought that Fred had. You know, Fred on the show was basically saying, okay, well, how do you feel? Like, do you think this dude just does this all the time? Do you feel like y'all will be on a date and you're going to the bathroom and now he about to talk to the next chick because he find her more attractive than you? And that's something to think about. Because he clearly ain't got no morals.
That's definitely an initial red flag before you even say hello.
Absolutely.
Like, You like, dude, you're with somebody. You don't know that this ain't my husband that I'm with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Best, do you know how bold and I don't even know the word, like the gumption you have to have.
To, the audacity, for sure.
Like, bruh, to just be like, listen. And maybe even some arrogance.
Very arrogant. Like, very Kanye type arrogance.
I don't give a damn who you with. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
And my thing is, dude who got ghosted, he better off, because I wouldn't want who moves like that. I wouldn't want a chick who can't see past attraction to the point to where you okay with this clear character flaw, that this man has no respect for boundaries or other people's relationships or possible relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Why would you, as a woman, why would you even want to date a dude like that? I mean, how you explain how y'all met? How you exactly. Do that one? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think about that
all the time.
How you
met to somebody.
Yeah. And you got to tell that story.
Mm-hmm. And people like, oh, it's the first date. It's the first date. Yeah, but this sets the precedence of how everything else is going to flow.
Yeah.
Think back to your very first date with somebody, and if you're still dating them, think about how that didn't set the tone.
Exactly.
You know what exactly. I'm saying? So, yeah, yep. I wasn't feeling it.
That's exactly right. So, I don't know, man. I feel like most people would agree, but you know, I feel like some people would be like, well, you know, they weren't obligated to this, that, and the third. You know, she owe them nothing and blah, blah. And of course she didn't, but I mean, she did owe them some decency, some respect, you know. Courtesy. Right,
and to be honest with y'all, shit, if dude didn't call the radio station, he would have never known. And right. So my thing is, she should have just been honest and upfront, like, hey, I had a good time, but I don't know if this is going to go anywhere or whatever. She could have said that right then, and the dude didn't even have to never know. You know what I'm saying? That she met somebody else while on their date. But he was so hurt, y'all.
Yeah, he was hurt.
He was so hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, rightfully so, though. Like you said, it's just, she definitely could have just told him instead of ghosting him. Like, even if she ain't going into details, just, hey, yeah, you know, I have fun, but this ain't going to work. Done. Done.
You know how confused you're going to be if somebody say, yeah, I had an amazing, wonderful time. Thank you so much, but I don't think I'm going to see you again. Like, that was happening on Put a Ring on It, y'all. If y'all remember us talking about that show, that was happening left and right. People was like, oh, I really liked them. They were so attractive. You gonna see them again? No. What?
Dude, that's so real. There's, oh my gosh, I had the time of my life. I ain't never been on a better day. He gets me and it ain't even been that long. Oh, okay, you gonna go out with him again? No. What?
They didn't want that temptation, y'all. Listen, y'all, I cannot wait for us to review Ready to Love with y'all for this upcoming.
Bruh, this is gonna be DC at that? I'm excited, man.
It's going to be fire, and I can't wait.
I'm excited. DC, man, yes. Okay, what else we got?
All right, so I don't know if you looked at the time, but I think we can squeeze in one more.
All right, cool.
So, speaking of first, I want to shout out to Mixed Emotions again, man. That's hands down probably one of my favorite pods to listen to. But they had a topic that was, is there a certain level of nasty you should not reach the first time you have sex with somebody? And I just had to hear your input.
I feel like women would say yes, but I feel like dudes would say no for the most part.
I would agree.
Me personally, first impressions is everything. I'm trying to blow your mind that first time.
What? You just pull out the tricks out the bag?
I mean, if I like you enough or if you that bad, I mean, not all the tricks, because I got way too many to fit them all in one session or one night. But you gonna remember this. That's for damn sure. It ain't gonna be just the standard conventional, you know, situation.
Oh my god.
You gonna fall in love that first night. I'm gonna let you know.
Excuse my slutty best friend.
Well, you know. So what that mean? Well, you know.
Right. Do I know?
Well, you know. I don't think there's, for what reason do you have to hold back the first night? I mean, it depends on how freaky you are. Like, you don't want to scare them, I guess, if that's what you're getting at. But I feel like you should have an idea of like what level they're at as far as their freakiness, because if you're way freakier than them, then yeah, that could be definitely a throw off.
Out the gate, you could
hands down, somebody. You know. Yeah, she on the bed in her nice little pretty negligee, you know, and then you come out in a bunny's costume, then yeah, that might throw her off.
Oh my god, I just feel like for the first time, there's just certain stuff you don't do, because you're gonna be like, who all do you do this to?
Really?
Yeah, for women.
Ooh, I hate women. Oh, y'all overthink everything, dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are you serious? What's wrong with y'all?
I need you to listen to this episode of Mixed Emotions. I will send it to you. But
that just irritated my soul.
One of their things at the gate was like, if a dude first time just be trying to eat your butt, you're gonna be like, wait a minute, hold on.
I mean,
you know what?
No, well, first of all, that ain't my cup of tea.
Okay, but, I'm like, listen, now, wait, what do you mean, you mean?
But
we share drinks, damn it.
No, but I don't see the problem. If y'all both into that, what is the problem?
Okay, the problem is, I'm saying this is the first time, like, is there a level you shouldn't reach? And the problem is, a lot of times when people first sleep together or whatever the case is, it wasn't planned. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just had such a good time. Y'all was chilling back at the crib, blah, blah, blah. It happened.
Right. More reason why you just go with the flow and things happen.
More reason why you shouldn't just be eating butt on the first date. I'm just saying.
See, I don't understand that. I don't see what the problem is. I'm trying. I don't see what the first or the 10th has to, what's the difference? Unless y'all only been talking for a day or two.
Okay.
Like, if y'all been talking for some weeks, a month, and y'all finally went out for the first time, then okay. I don't see the issue. But if y'all been talking since yesterday, and then y'all link up, and y'all hook up, then okay, yeah, y'all still strangers at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know where your mouth been. I don't know where your ass been. You know, like, I can see that.
Bye, Bess.
that should be the clip, the promo clip.
You know what?
This is gonna be the name of the episode. I don't know where your ass been. Well, I don't know where your mouth been.
Oh my god, please. I cannot post it on with my family.
FCC gonna be after us.
They already blocked our ass. They like, all right, y'all ain't learn y'all lesson. They gonna take our pages. Woo, Jesus. Oh, I can't imagine, man. I would be bawling right now if I picked yeah, I just feel like there are certain things that you should just not do the first time.
Even if y'all been talking for a long time. Let's say y'all live in different states and y'all met online and y'all really feeling each other virtually, FaceTime, Skype, whatever, what have you. All that good stuff. You still think that there's limits that first time?
Yes, sir. I just think there's limits the first time. I do, best.
Okay, I need you to explain a little further, like, why? Because you gave me an example, but you haven't explained why. What's your concern? What are you afraid of? Other than who else you do this to, but you know this person at this point. Like, y'all damn near in a relationship on some catfish type stuff where y'all been, you know, people be talking for 5 years and never met. Okay, not that long. But you know what I'm saying. Like, y'all been talking and you've seen this person and you know this person. Y'all just haven't met in person yet. So
here's the difference. And here's the thin line for me. If y'all have discussed what you do like and what you don't like prior to, then, I mean, open the bag if that's what you want to do. You know, pull all your tricks out the bag the first time if y'all have discussed prior. But if y'all have not discussed certain stuff, you just come out the gate with it, that's where the line is for me.
So is it about making somebody uncomfortable sexually, or is it about making that person question who all you do this with?
Sure, both if y'all haven't talked about it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, y'all flirting and y'all sexting, but y'all ain't got into details. Hey, you like your butt getting ate? Like, it ain't like that.
You can't just do that to people and not know if they like you or not.
Best, don't nobody have a conversation about that. Get the hell out of here. That's so awkward.
Is it?
Best. Really?
Is it, best?
Get out of here. People it's do not have a... That's not a conversation.
Do and don't like?
Best. No. That's not what I'm saying. But in detail like that, like... Because people do ask all the time. They'd be like, hey, how do you feel about oral sex? Oh, yeah, okay. You'll have those conversations once y'all get comfortable and, you know. But in detail, hey, you like in your butt ate? Like, don't buy it. Come on, man. Because that's the example you chose.
Because that's the example they use. And I was over there in tears listening to them, man. And this, I just feel like, look.
I get what y'all saying. I definitely get what y'all saying. But
there's a line. That's how you get elbowed in the face. And then that's how you get muffed or something. Because you're just doing stuff for no reason.
But at the same time, you're assuming that person doesn't like it. Okay, so it changes it if that person is into that? Is that what you're saying? Even if y'all haven't talked about it?
Yeah, I guess if people are into that.
Okay, so that's my point. That's my point. The issue is... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bess. I think that's where people get the confusion from. It's like, that's the line. Like, that's where people are like, oh, who else you do this to? If they like it, they gonna be like, oh, no, nah, you just eating butt on the first date out here. That's probably where that question come in. But the other question is gonna come in like, all right, why do you, you know, like, why you talk about this? Why are you just out here eating
butt? Okay. I completely understand the second one. The first one, I'm not understanding. For one, because... why is that the first thing to pop in your head? You're not everybody. If I like you, you don't know. Maybe I like you that much. Maybe we connected that much to where I want to pull out all the stops. You make me want to be freaky because I'm that connected to you. That's for one. So why would you assume the worst? And then secondly, as far as that goes,
I like that different perspective. That's why I talk to you. That's why I asked.
For sure. But then, like, the other part of that is... No, I guess that's pretty much it.
Don't think the worst.
Don't think the worst. Why would that be your thought? It's flowing. This ain't forced. You know, we being sensual. We touching on each other. And
Hey.
You no?
I need a picture?
Oh, shit. I thought we was... Okay. Shoot. I give him a visual.
The best about to paint the whole picture, boy. We do not need that. No, thank you.
You know I was. I was gonna tell you what song was playing in the background.
I know you was. I know that. As soon as you said negligee earlier, and I ain't heard that word in a century, I already knew where you was going with that.
I forgot I said that word.
Excuse me, what? What?
What I meant to say was lingerie.
Negligee. How you spelled it? I'm curious. Anyway, man. Woo. All
right. You're right.
I can't deal with you. Woo. Okay, y'all. See?
Listen, we most of the time we agree, but when we don't,
we just do not.
Listen, it'd be good conversation though.
Best would be the one eating but on dates.
I ain't eating a damn thing. Hey, but that's the thing though, Best, like. Okay, it depends on how deep into this we get. Because
no, don't worry about it. I'll just call you later. Because too oftentimes, I swear right here, I be forgetting that me and Bess are recording, and I just say some stuff, and I'm like, "Ooh, we are recording." So don't even worry about it, Bess.
All right, that was just okay.
Don't even worry about it. All right, y'all. So to recap. our couple questions that we have for y'all to this week was, Bess, is would you rather laugh when you're supposed to be crying and crying when you're supposed to be laughing, or would you rather lose the ability to do both?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever not talk to somebody due to their name? So would you accept your spouse having a, what is it?
Oh, who, for the girl or for the guy?
Either.
I told you, I will date a chlamydia before I date a Bruce.
Would you accept a hardcore male or female name for a spouse versus
And Beth says she would date a Shantae or a Chantel before she date a Cleophas. That one you gonna catch hell over, I feel like.
That's fine, man. But I ain't doing no chlamydia.
Yeah, okay, fine. I give you that one. But a old name, you would take a girl, a really girly girl's name over an old name? Yeah, no, nah, I don't.
I'm taking Shantae over Cleophas.
I don't see nobody agreeing with you on that one. Now, a lot of people like to get hung up on just the specifics. I'm saying, because some of y'all, my cousin's name, Shantae, that's cool. No, you get my point. I'm saying, think of the girliest name, and Bess is saying,
Bridget.
She will date a guy. You said Bridget?
Yeah, I like that.
Bess will date a Bridget before a Cleophas. Insert girly name here. Whatever y'all want to use. Ashley, Bridget, Shanika, Shanae, whatever you want to do. Bess will date all of that over Cleophas. Or over Buford. What else you got? Buford, Cleotis. What about Bartholomew?
That's the name used. Absolutely not. Come on, Shanika. Goddamn Bartholomew, and they call it Bart, Big Bart from the Bronx. Hell no.
Wait, Buzz. I'm trying to picture you arguing with this man, and you cussing him out, and then you call him by his government, Shanika. Buzz, I can't be in the room when y'all arguing. I will not be able to keep a straight face. You been with that bitch again, Shanika? I can't.
Bartholomew,
best Bartholomew.
Best,
you
laugh at the wedding.
Best, yeah, you're right. But that's gonna make your point hit home if you use his full embarrassing male government name in an argument. Bartholomew, I seen you with her. Like, that's gonna make your point hit home because
it's like, why damn, I keep getting cheated on in your instances on
there. My fault.
He could have just left the toilet seat up or, forgot to let the dog. Like, dang, why he got to keep cheating?
No. This, how does it feel? I'm thinking the worst. Ain't that what y'all do on the first date when y'all sexual? Yeah, how's it feel?
Listen, y'all, whatever. I'm taking Big Neek over Bartholomew any day. Okay, so last week for our wedding by the phone, didn't we do the condom one?
Last
week? Yeah.
What was it?
Remember when the chick reached over for the condom?
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And the box was gone, pretty much.
Okay.
That was last week?
I thought it was. The last episode.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We didn't record last week, but the last episode.
Yeah. You know, you're right. Yep, I remember.
Okay, cool. This one was, if you're out on a date and you're approached by somebody else.
First date.
What are you doing? Yeah, first date. You're out on a first date with somebody, because that is key. Thank you, Bess. You're out on a first date with somebody, and you get approached by somebody else that's more your type than your date. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excusing them and telling them, like, hey, I'll get at you later? Are you even taking their number? Because that's big.
That's real.
Are you going to say something to your date? You know, whatever.
Yeah. Let us know. Are you just ignoring them altogether?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, I'm with somebody. Bad timing.
Because any stand-up person would be like, hey, I'm on a date right now. You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Hey, no. Sorry. I'm with someone right now.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry.
Not so sorry.
That's what I would say.
And then, the last one, of course, is the one that we still go around for round. But is there a certain level of nasty that you should not reach the first time you have sex with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And Best Nasty S is pulling out all the stops, so you know.
I mean, it depends.
That's this man's answer for everything. Don't worry, we're gonna have search for y'all soon. I mean, it depends. That's exactly what he's gonna say. But all right, y'all, get at us. Good? Yeah, let us know. We do have some show reviews that we're gonna hit y'all with next week. We're gonna be back with Masked Singer. Mm-hmm. If you have not checked it out, check out Black Mafia Family, which is 50 Cent's new show
on Stars.
Yes, by the time that we record again, the second episode will be out. And what I'm missing? Best need to tell y'all, he finally took a little bit of my suggestion and started watching Money Heist.
Now I don't even know why you did that to the people.
Why?
Because I ain't even invested enough for it to even be a thing. I saw the first two episodes and I ain't watched it since. Not that it was a bad show. It was cool. It just, there's nothing about it that like is like drawing me back to it. Like it's a show I could do without. It does nothing like, yeah, I gotta see what happens next.
Yeah. I'm just happy that you watched it.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad suggestion. You know, it was cool. So last but not least, I'm gonna be home in 2 weeks. I'm going back to Indiana for the weekend, only for just for a few days, couple days, just the weekend. So hopefully Bess can bring her up north so we can.
Uh-uh, what's the dates? Don't play.
Negro, I told you the dates.
Oh, and I told you I will already be there, so don't even say that. I'm going. October. Look, I'm going to see Erykah Badu on the 15th. I'll be there the 16th in the morning.
You know what's funny is that I just got an email saying that she was going to be in Tampa at the end of this month, and I definitely am looking at tickets.
Look at us.
That's funny.
We be in sync even when we ain't in sync.
Wait, where's she going to be at?
Nah.
On the 15th? That Friday? Yeah.
Yep.
You already got the tickets?
Yep.
When you get them?
Today.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
What time is the concert?
It's at 8 or 7, yeah. One of those.
You already got somebody you going with?
Yeah, this is KK's first show.
First show? Like, never been to a concert show?
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
Real life.
She old as hell, talking about she ain't never... She needs to grow up. No, she needs to grow up. Tell Caitlin I got some choice words for her. The hell? How you pushing 30? You ain't... Never mind, dog.
Don't do my sister.
Damn. And you know you old because your first concert is Erykah Badu? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, in my sister's defense, we were supposed to go see Kevin Gates, but yeah.
Okay.
That's our rapper, and it ain't work out.
Her favorite rapper. You know what? We wrapping this episode up. I ain't never heard nobody say that. We wrapping this up.
You about to cuss you out as soon as you listen to this episode. But yeah, get at us, y'all. Follow us on all the socials. Hit me up on my accessory page, you know, luxury, like luxury with an E. Body.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. If y'all need me to do a press tour, I'm signing autographs. I'm doing a pop-up shop the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And if you anywhere in Northwest Indiana, hit your boy up. I'll come and sign a t-shirt or something, a baseball cap for your kids. Well, you know, whatever y'all need.
Boy, that's they're not worried about it. What's your flight on the 15th?
Hey, my line gonna be dry as hell.
Right. You're gonna be like, hello, is this thing on?
Like, damn, did Verizon cut me off? No? Okay. My flight, I get in at like 5 p.m. on Friday, okay, on the 15th.
Cool. All right, well, I ain't going to miss that much of you then. I'll see you the 16th. We're going to Better's and Berries.
Wait, man, hell, okay. Wait, so you going to get up Saturday and drive?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, but your ass, I ain't going to see you till 3 o'clock on Saturday.
No, I'm a changed woman. You don't live here anymore.
Yeah, all right.
I'll just get to see you at my leisure. I am going to be there. I
hope so. I hope so. That's what I like to hear. I 10 by 10.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
Matter of fact, I-65 by 6:05 a.m.
Call and wake me up here.
Look, she's sitting at that way. Like, wait a minute.
I get up, but you just gonna have to call and wake me up.
Hey, I'm gonna call you singing. Come on over, baby.
You irritating as hell. Whew. All right, y'all. Until next time.
All right, we gonna see y'all.
Peace.
Later. Mm-hmm.